Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval says Operation Sindoor showcased India's state-of-the-art indigenous technology, calls upon students to use AI and quantum technology to make India a developed nation by 2047. Government launches scheme to incentivize electric trucks to help countries transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. IMF praises Unified Payments Interface System, says it makes India the global leader in fast payment. Met Department predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. In cricket, England to resume first innings at overnight score of 251 for 4 against India in third test at Lord's. And in Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz to take on their opponents in men's singles semi-finals at London. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India was able to succeed in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets crisscrossing Pakistan in 28 minutes. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said the Indian military had state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos, integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May. Whether it was in Sargodha or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chakrala or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellary where they have got the AVEX, the Avoidance Control System. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put the images in. So we very good achieve. We are capable of doing that.
The National Security Advisor said this is a period in 1,000 years and the youth of the country cannot afford to miss it. He called upon the students and the youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies using resources including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing.
This is the spirit that I want each one of you to go. Will you have that passion for your nation? Is it something that you realize it a little too late? Or you realize in 2025 that you have to take the country in 2047? Make it a proud country, a major power in military terms, in economic terms, in science and technology, in everything and every area of the human activity. If you can manage your time, you can manage your energy, and you can manage your mind and spirit, you can achieve it.
Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks, e-trucks, under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, H.D. Kumaraswamy said a dedicated provision has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi with an outlay of 100 crore rupees. He said the scheme provides financial incentives for N2 and N3 category e-trucks with demand incentives ranging up to 9.6 lakh rupees depending on the gross vehicle weight. We have a report.
The scheme is a strategic move to support India's commitment to reducing vehicular emissions and achieving its net zero 2070 goals. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, manufacturers will provide a comprehensive warranty and scrapping old polluting trucks is a mandatory to avail incentives. The scheme also aimed to support the development of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistic cost and carbon footprint. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, the manufacturers will provide a comprehensive manufacturer's backed warranty. This will include a 5-year or 500,000 kilometer warranty for the battery. With Priya Mondal, Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today launched a white paper titled Transitioning to Quantum Cyber Readiness in New Delhi. The white paper is a valuable guide for organizations from across sectors to begin their quantum-safe migration and prepare for quantum readiness. It also recommends practical approaches for integrating new security protocols into existing frameworks while maintaining compliance and operational continuity. An International Monetary Fund, IMF note, has said that India is making faster payments than any other country in the world because of massive adoption of Unified Payments Interface, UPI. According to the note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the Value of Interoperability, the UPI has transformed the digital payments landscape in India. It remarked that since its launch in 2016, UPI now processes more than 18 billion transactions per month. UPI is an instant payments platform built over the Immediate Payment Service, IMPS, infrastructure. The Indian Railways has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited for the installation of Machine Vision-Based Inspection System, MVIS, to boost train safety. MVIS is a modern artificial intelligence and machine learning-based technology solution that captures high-resolution images of the undergear of moving trains and automatically detects any hanging, loose or missing components. On detecting anomalies, the system generates real-time alerts to facilitate prompt response and preventive action. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting on the rejuvenation of the Yamuna River in New Delhi. Union Ministers Manohar Lal Khattar, C.R. Patil, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, along with other senior officials, attended the meeting. The discussion focused on coordinated efforts and action plans to restore and rejuvenate the Yamuna River. NASA has announced that the return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin on July the 14th. Speaking at a press conference, Steve Stitch, manager of NASA's commercial crew program, said that undocking from the International Space Station is scheduled for July the 14th, with a splashdown expected several hours later in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California.
Of course, we're working with the station program, watching the Axiom 4 mission, you know, carefully. Obviously, we need to undock that mission. I think the current targeted time is to undock around the 14th of July after the high beta period.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. According to the IMD, Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. The Met Department predicted light to moderate rainfall conditions over the northeast, west, east and central parts of the country during the next 7 days. Several regions of Himachal Pradesh have been experiencing intense monsoon rainfall since last night. The Met Department has issued a heavy rain alert for most parts of the state today as well. An orange alert has been issued for July the 13th for heavy to very heavy rainfall, while a yellow alert remains in effect until July the 17th.
Himachal Pradesh has already received 23% more rainfall than normal for the month of July, and there seems to be no sign of respite yet. Rain continues intermittently across most areas of the state today as well, with the highest rainfall in the past 24 hours recorded 68 millimeters at Murari Devi in Mandi district. The heavy rains have severely impacted daily life across the state. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 223 roads, including one national highway, remain blocked due to landslides and other reasons. In addition, 151 power transformers transformers and 815 drinking water schemes are still non-operational and restoration efforts are underway on a war footing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Kanwar Yatra of Shravan month commenced from today. Since morning, a large number of Kanwariyas are reaching Haridwar, Rishikesh, Nilkanth Mahadev and Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand to collect Gangajal. In view of the Kanwar Yatra, the government and administration have completed all preparations for the Yatra.
The commencement of Kanwar Yatra today, excitement among the Kanwariyas in Uttarakhand is visible. This year's Kanwar Yatra will start from today and will continue till 23rd of July. The government says that like every year, this time also crores of Kanwariyas from different parts of the country are expected to reach Haridwar to collect Gangajal. Over 7,000 jawans of state police, SDRF and parliamentary forces have been deployed to maintain the convenience and travel arrangements of the Kanwariyas. During the fairs, arrangements have also been made for health camps, ambulance, mobile toilets, drinking water, and garbage management on the travel routes. It is worth noting that last year about 4.5 crore Kanwariyas had reached Uttarakhand. This time too, 7 crore Kanwariyas are expected to reach Uttarakhand. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
With the beginning of the holy month of Shravan, a huge crowd of Kanwariyas have gathered for Jalabhishek at Baba Baidyanath Dham in Deoghar, Jharkhand, considered one of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Lord Shiva. More than 40,000 Kanwariyas have performed Jalabhishek on the first day of Sawan till now, and a long queue still persists at the Baba Mandir. The Maharashtra government has officially declared Sarvajanik Ganeshotsav as a state festival. The state government has also decided to bear the expenses for organizing and promoting grand celebrations across Maharashtra. More from our correspondent.
Cultural Affairs Minister of Maharashtra Ashish Shelar announced in the State Legislative Assembly yesterday that Sarvajanik Ganeshotsav will be officially recognized as a state festival. He stated that the state government will cover the expenses for organizing and promoting grand celebrations across Maharashtra. Mr. Shelar highlighted that the festival symbolizes social unity, nationalism, spirit of freedom, self-respect and pride in the Marathi language. This year, the 10-day Ganeshotsav will begin on 27th of August. Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has clarified that while 2,000 rupee currency notes are no longer in circulation, they still remain legal tender. He made the statement while briefing the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Finance about the Indian economy's growth. Several members of Parliament questioned the status of the 2,000 rupee notes. During the Parliamentary Committee meeting, the RBI has not yet declared them invalid. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said on Thursday that he would impose retaliatory tariffs on the United States if President Donald Trump follows through on a pledge to boost import taxes by 50% over the South American country's criminal trial against his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. In cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings play today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England ended day 1 yesterday on a strong position with Joe Root unbeaten on 99 and Ben Stokes on 39 at the crease at stumps. For India, the bowlers maintained discipline on a slow surface with Ravindra Jadeja and Jasprit Bumrah scalping 1 wicket each. In Wimbledon tennis, 6th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy. In men's singles semi-final in London this evening, the 38-year-old Serbian Djokovic is only 2 victories away from an unprecedented 25th Grand Slam title. In the other last 4 clash, 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on 5th seed Taylor Fritz of the United States later tonight. In women's singles, the 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has set up title clash with 13 seed Amanda Anisimova tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval says Operation Sindoor showcased India's state-of-the-art indigenous technology, calls upon students to use AI and quantum technology to make India a developed nation by 2047. Government launches scheme to incentivize electric trucks to help countries transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. IMF raises Unified Payments Interface System, says it makes India the global leader in fast payment. Met Department predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. In cricket, England to resume first innings at overnight score of 251 for 4 against India in third test at Lord's. And with that, we end the midday news.